Recycling businesses see a growing demand for service, but several questions around how these services can be expanded. With perspective on how companies are addressing the issue is Steve Jones, owner of Handshake Recycling in Farmerville. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
Also, I appreciate that you're going to be a panelist coming up at Policy in a Pint Tuesday evening at the Pickle Barrel in Monroe. But Steve, what is the most prevalent arrangement for recycling in communities that we see across the area?
Well, right now, what we're trying to do is offer recycling to area businesses, okay? We do this by setting up a bin and allowing them to put their recyclables in it. And, of course, we want to expand this program to include the general population as well in the future.
When we look at those services expanding, how could they do so? I mean, we'll be talking about drop-off sites. Would we possibly be talking about curbside service? What are some of the things considered there?
Curbside service is almost cost prohibitive, you know, as far as the diesel and the manpower and the trucks and everything. It can be done, but it's going to be done through someone paying for it. So what we've decided to do to make it more sustainable is to build some recycling stations strategically located throughout the parish and maintain those and have that as a way for people to drop their recyclables off and maybe not have to drive so far from their house, you know, but still make it available to them.
What were some of the considerations, Steve, when you mentioned the strategic planning that went into locating those sites? Bring us through that process.
Well, the first thing we had to do was, as you know, these sites that we've chosen, they have to be on main thoroughfares so that people can access them. Another thing is, in the past, they've been kind of put behind lock and key, so to speak, behind gates and stuff like that. And they were not really accessible to people. We located some sites, you know, the different towns have indicated that they would like some sites dedicated for recycling. And then we're going to build these, it looks like a front porch, actually. We'll have our containers out there so that people can drive up and drop off their recyclables.
Steve, your company is relatively new. What has been the response, and how would you assess the demand for recycling?
Bob, that's one of the things that I tell you the truth about it. There's a very low profit margin in recycling at this point in time. But the enthusiasm of the businesses and the people in general, it's almost been like a movement. It's been overwhelming. People are ready to recycle. They are ready. All they need is a way to recycle. Because everywhere I go, people have indicated to me, hey, I would love to be able to recycle. I just don't know how. I just don't know of a place to recycle. So my mission, so to speak, is to set these things up so that people will have a way of recycling because they really, really want to.
Looking forward to further and a deeper discussion about those opportunities and how the communities can be served by recycling efforts, such as what you're doing there in Farmerville and in Union Parish. Again, Steve Jones, owner with Handshake Recycling in Farmerville. It's going to be on our panel coming up at Policy in a Pint Tuesday evening at the Pickle Barrel in Monroe. Steve, thanks for your time and look forward to the discussion.
I look forward to being there, Bob.